When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back to Old School. It has been so cool today seeing smiles. There were smiles that have walked through this building for folks who are having tough days and weeks, and if you don't get that there's a power in the smile, you're missing out. There's some not-so-smiley news out of Ohio State. The Buckeyes suspend third-string quarterback Jack Miller after an impaired driving arrest Friday. Third-string quarterback Jack Miller suspended. He was arrested Friday by Ohio State Highway Patrol officers Friday morning, according to the police report. Miller refused a breathalyzer test and also was cited for driving in marked lanes. He was released from custody Friday and was issued a summons to appear in court for the offense. Ohio State confirmed in a statement that Miller had been suspended but did not specify a length of time or parameters for the suspension. Miller attempted 14 passes this season, going 7 of 10 for 101 yards. He addressed for Penn State and went through warmups with the starters, and he will not play tomorrow. More news. Dusty Baker announces that he will return as the Houston Astros manager in 2022 after taking them to the World Series in 2021. The Cleveland Browns have reached settlement with Odell Beckham Jr. He will be released on Monday and will be able to make a deal. The exit is all set there in Cleveland. Love, Jordan Love says he's confident in his first start being in place of Aaron Rodgers. It's a big one because he would go head-to-head. I mean, this is a good one with Kansas City. It's a big one, big ball game after a big win. The Philadelphia 76ers. Finding uncooperative Ben Simmons. You make agreements, you should follow them. That's how that works. The New Orleans Saints will start Trevor Siemian over Taysom Hill. Pretty interesting. Hill says he's ready to go. But it'll be Siemian who starts against the Falcons on Sunday. Arizona Cardinals quarterback Murray will not sit out if he's at a high level Sunday, so he will be a game-time decision. He figures if he can function at a high level from the pocket, Kyler Murray says he will play. Cliff Kingsbury agrees, so they will check it out. He didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday and wasn't on field for the media open portion of practice Friday. Arizona's final injury report of the week had not been released, so we will wait for that. But, again, coming off the first loss, it's a pretty big deal. Pretty big deal. And, wow. Here's one for you. FBS schools spent over $530 million in dead money over 10 years. Wow. That is to fulfill the contracts of coaches no longer working. They're no longer working for them. Public universities and FBS conferences paid out more than $533.6 million in dead money to head coaches and assistant coaches in football and men's and women's basketball, according to analysis of financial records obtained by ESPN through State Open Records. The total does not include tens of millions of dollars in severance payments to coaches who have been fired or resigned since then, including head football coaches at Georgia Southern, LSU, TCU, Texas Tech, Akron, UConn, and USC. LSU football coach Ed Orgeron, who guided the Tigers to a college football national championship in 2019, was dismissed last month, is owed about $16.9 million, which will be doled out in 18 payments through December 2025. He'll be getting close to $1 million a check through December 2025. Man, oh, man. Man, oh, man. That is a lot of money. That is a lot of money to not coach. Whoo! Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Wow. Augie says, wouldn't that be the Ohio State Patrol? Yes, you are correct. Well done. Well done. It's from the text line as well. News out of Ohio State about Miller is bad news for Huskers fans. It means numbers 1 and 2 will have to play more. Yikes. Yeah. Matt, I don't know the line on the game. Not a game changer, but certainly a distraction. Certainly a distraction. Texter also says, yeah, dang, he probably would have gotten to play this Saturday too. Yeah. Yeah. That's all true. That is all very true. I didn't think that Ohio State was taking Nebraska lightly through all of the press junkets and the media stuff that was available. The coaches and players seem to be speaking on a constant level that, well, this for them is March Madness. This for them is we don't have the opportunity to lose. We need to win the rest of our games one at a time to get into the playoffs. A loss will eliminate that. It'll give them 2 losses. So they cannot afford to have a hiccup in Lincoln. The coaches seem to agree on that. The players seem to agree on that. That, listen, we're not taking any. We're certainly.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're not taking Nebraska for granted. They've got numbers. They've got stats that jump out at you. It's on film, as they said. And you can tell that they were uniform in their message because there were several coaches and several players who all said, it's on film. Like, we don't have to make it up. This is a good football team. They haven't gotten the end result, but this is a good football team. Ohio State is aware and talking about the Nebraska defense. They're aware and they're talking about Adrian Martinez and his feet. They're talking about the explosiveness of the defensive front and the fact that their veteran secondary makes them more difficult to take advantage of. Ryan Day talked about Scott Frost and saying he's doing a good job. Not that I would expect any of them to say anything other than what they said. They really should have said what they said. But that's been the line that's been drawn, is Ohio State is playing for a playoff bid. Like, that's how they're approaching this. This is them playing for a playoff bid, and then they have zero plans to leave it here in Lincoln, Nebraska. Now, plans are one thing. Execution is another. Ohio State's coming into a place where there's a team and a program that has nothing to lose. Nebraska could play free and just have at it. There's no pressure. Very few people expect them to beat Ohio State, so there's no expectation. What they could and should do from this point is just to, let it rip. Grip it and rip it, Huskers. Play your game. Adrian, get out there and make plays. Do your thing. All of that's in play for the Huskers. But it is the Ohio State Buckeyes. And this is a three-win Nebraska team. They will have 3 opportunities to improve their stock and their location. Only one of them matters. This one. Tomorrow. Ohio State. Nothing else matters. They need to go 1-0 tomorrow. 1-0. That's it. 1-0. That's all that's required. Yes, it's against the favorite team and the best team in the Big Ten Conference. You're familiar, they're familiar, and I hate the coach speak behind it, but just to execute is saying it as simply as you can. Find a way. Find a way. Find a way. Do not get caught up in the nonsense. And do not give Ohio State your help. They don't need it, so don't give it to them. And maybe because they love Nebraska so much, they'll give them a few breaks along the way too. That is my hope, that it is competitive and these teams line up, and that what I'd like to see is the best Nebraska performance of all season. They will have to play better tomorrow than they played against Northwestern. Wrap your brain around that for a minute. They're going to have to play better tomorrow than they played against Northwestern to have success. And that is if success is winning the football game. We can talk in the next segment about how close you need for the game to be in order to feel good about it, and how are you going to feel with a loss or with a win. What are your thoughts, whether it changes your mind on coach's situation and scenario or not. But a win does wonders. Is it possible? Yes. Likely? No. All fair. All fair. All fair. Text line says, DP, which team, Ohio State or Nebraska, has had better recruiting classes in each of the last 5 years? There you go. Recruiting classes don't make plays on Saturday. Players do. That means they've been coached, put in place, they were taught what needed to go down, they had an answer for any question that was asked during the game, and they execute. Talent requires work. The talent on this team has worked. Team that has the best day tomorrow will win. That's how it works. And it's not about stars. It's not. So I get out there and kick somebody's tail on a Saturday. From the text line, let me go back to it. My wife wanted to tell you all thank you for the cakes. Have a great weekend, Jason. Jason, what's up, man? Thank her for us. Squeaks, big smile shout out to all the teachers in Lincoln Public Schools. It's been a challenging year. This is why we reach out. Hopefully there are some teachers who got additional smiles today, courtesy of Beatrice Bakery and 93.7 to Ticket. Finally, with all the Journal Star media picking the Buckeyes by a blowout, it reminds me of what I was told to Elway in the 2-yard line in Cleveland with 98 yards to go in the drive. We've got them right where we want them. Amen to that. Go get them. Go Big Red. You're absolutely there. You're absolutely there. Texter says, recruiting classes spell success. Ask Clemson this year. Ask LSU. Ask Texas. Talent is a wonderful thing. It's great window dressing. It gets checks written. But at some point, you have to teach them how to play. And it is not as easy as people think. Throw the break. We'll close out and then set up for tomorrow. We'll get you ready for the pregame show and the postgame show. We'll do that next.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.